Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Declaring. So that means you'll be saying what God says about who you are and your daily routine. I like to think of Christianity as daily. Yeah. It's not weekly, it's daily. It's moment by moment. So God's Word is the best diet ever. Jeremiah's diet was the Word of God. He kept it in God's, he kept God's Word in his mouth 24/7. So for your diet to be successful, be focused, be motivated, and be determined. So that's a good one for your diet of what you eat, but it's also for how you live your Christian life. So I'm on a forgiveness diet. A true identity diet, a kindness diet, a prayer diet, an obedience diet. There you go. Because it's all the time. So here's three things. Make God's Word your primary diet. Don't let the devil distract you. And when tempted, answer like Jesus. And that's going to be the closing slide later. So here's three things. I'm having three things, four things, here's three more things. Be dedicated, be disciplined, be daily. Got it? Is that up there? All right. Got it memorized? Dedicated, disciplined, and daily. The devil couldn't get Jesus off of his diet, his mission. He can't do that to you either. So, here's the key. Always say what God says about yourself. Always say that. Don't just say, oh, no, you know, I was told when I was young I'll never amount to anything. And I guess I'm not. And what he says about you, other people, and your attitude, you can't be on a diet one day and off the next. Keep feeding on God's Word. You don't try to diet, you do it. How many of you have been on a successful diet? You just did it. Isaiah 55 says, God said His Word would not return empty, but would accomplish its purpose. There you go. So God, You said it. I believe it. It's going to be done. There's no doubt about it. I'm a believer in God's Word. So in His Word, though, I find that I'm blessed, I'm forgiven, I'm established, I'm favored, I'm anointed, equipped, filled with the Spirit, and able to do what Jesus has commanded me to do. So, all of those things. So that's a good prayer to pray over yourself, because you're praying God's Word and you're on God's diet. Now, you might have some other feelings, but you don't go by those feelings. You go by what God said. That's His diet. Now, here's the faith connection. Just as your determination must connect to your diet, your faith must connect to God's Word. So, it works. God's diet has been tried and proven by millions of people over the years. God's Word works. You won't be disappointed. So the key is, on a daily basis, are you regarding or are you disregarding God's Word? Are you going by what somebody else says? Don't even go by what the preacher says. Go by what God's Word says. Your health depends on it. Healthy words produce a healthy life. Y'all with me so far? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Three questions. So what is your daily routine? And a diet has to be a daily routine. You've got a plan. Well, get a plan for your spiritual life too. What is your mind munching on? I'm no good. I'm not worthy. I've blown it. God can't use me. I've messed up too many times. All those things, if those things ever beset you, those kind of thoughts come, it's an attack, folks. It's not reality. It's an attack. So you answer with God's Word. What have you been munching on in your mind as the thoughts come through? Put them in their proper place. File 13. That's where they go. So the question is, are you eating from the garbage can or the king's table? Wow. I'm on my last slide. I thought I might get an applause on that one. Yeah. So we can always have a Q&A at the end. So Jesus was focused, and he wants us to be focused. Didn't he say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? That's say, be focused on the kingdom of God. There's a lot of other things in the world. Just don't focus on them. Yeah. You might have a negative feeling. Don't focus on it. Don't dwell on it. Let it go. Let it pass right on through. Have you ever had a thought come through your mind and then you decided to munch on it, dwell on it? Yeah. Next thing you know, you're down. You're discouraged. You're depressed. Depending on how long you dwell on that thought. That's why we need the church. We need each other. We need somebody to encourage us to come along and say, you're going to make it. You're going, I am? Yes, you are. You're going to make it. I know you can. So be focused on God's diet. He was single-minded. The devil tried to get him off his diet. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Amen. That's what he said, and that's what he did, and that's what we're saying, and that's what we're going to do.